It was 2:30 the next afternoon when the misty weather improved enough for me to leave. The sun settled into the horizon like Apollo laying down to sleep. When we arrived at the academy, Benton Wesley was waiting. The instant I climbed out of the helicopter, he had my arm and was leading me away. "Come on. It's good to see you, Kay." The pressure of his fingers on my arms unsettled me more. The fingerprint recovered from Ferguson's panties was left by Danessa Steiner. "What?" He propelled me swiftly through the dark. "And the ABO grouping of the tissue we found in his freezer is O positive. Emily Steiner was O positive. We're still waiting for DNA, but it appears Ferguson stole the lingerie from the Steiner home when he broke in to abduct Emily."
"You mean when someone broke in and abducted Emily?"
"That's right, Kay. Galt could be playing games." I was frantic with worry. "Benton, for God's sake, what crisis? Where's Lucy?" We walked into the lobby of the Jefferson. "I imagine she's in her dorm room." I squinted in the light and was not cheered by a digital sign behind the information desk announcing, "Welcome to the FBI Academy." I did not feel welcome this night. He used a magnetized card to unlock a set of glass doors with Department of Justice and National Academy seals. We took the elevator to the lower level where the investigative support unit was the fire in the belly of the FBI. I took a chair.
"Talk to me. What is going on? You look awful."
Wesley loosened his tie and ran his fingers through his hair.
"I feel awful, Kay. I don't know how to tell you this. Christ. It appears that Lucy broke into ERF, that she violated security."
I was incredulous.
"How could she break in? She has clearance to be there, Benton."
"She does not have clearance to be there at 3 o'clock in the morning, which was when her thumbprint was scanned into the biometric lock system. And your niece certainly does not have clearance to go into..."